Today's podcast is sponsored by True Car. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure that you're getting the actual factual pricing on actual factual inventory. And a lot of times this isn't the case. People will configure these cars online only later to find out that these cars aren't even available. But with True Car, you get the real pricing on the actual inventory, not just pricing offered by True Car, but pricing offered from an actual dealer, and not just any dealer, a True Car certified dealer. With True Car, you can easily find the car that you want and see what other people are paying in your area for the same exact car. Now you'll have a fair price. That's why over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the True Car Certified Dealer Network. Over 13,000 True Car Certified Dealers are nationwide, and True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino back here once again to talk about the most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. The same old news makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF.
Yeah.
Actual, factual news.
Hey, was that the return of Timbaland, Tyson?
Yeah, I got some complaints about not being present, so I was like, today I'm in. All in.
Okay. Always be present. Tyson Apostle is back with us. A man who had a controversial opinion last week about sloths versus penguins. People are weighing in all over the place. Tyson Apostle.
Boom. And most people still maintain that sloths are hot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. First of all, clarification. They might be hot, but all I was trying to say is that penguins
are hotter.
Hotter.
Well,
but hotter. Is that because the popularity of penguins, like sloths, are more unknown? Like, what's more hipster, would you say?
Sloth.
If you were to go to like downtown Portland and go into like the hippest coffee shop there and have a vote, who would triumph?
Sloth.
You think sloth?
Maybe. Because a lot of people can identify with the sloth.
Mm-hmm. I think why people like it.
Yeah, the penguin's harder to identify with because the penguin, which you may or may not know, some of them, after they give birth, they'll sit there and sit on the egg. The man and the woman switch while one goes all the way to the water to get food. It could take forever. It could take a couple days. Then comes back. They're doing a lot of hard work, the penguins.
I see you've watched March of the Penguins.
Yeah, and I was blown away. But I've never seen the March of the Sloth.
Yeah, they don't go anywhere. They don't march anywhere.
And what do they do?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Have you guys not seen the opening scene of the opening episode of Planet Earth 2?
Oh, you've talked about it.
A sloth swims in the ocean across the channel to try and mate with another sloth.
Yeah, well, that's just a testament to what people will do to mate.
Yeah. That's not a long-distance relationship.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would also swim there without even the possibility or chance of mating because the water looks so great, and it probably was. But I'm just saying, sloths will do some active stuff from time to time, but usually not.
I wouldn't swim across a channel to mate. I think I'd just stay on the other side and be happy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go snorkeling in that channel, though, or anything?
Well, you're not talking about snorkeling. We're talking about swimming across it, being a lazy person, and then all of a sudden one day saying, I'm going to swim across that because I can smell something I can mate with on the other side.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That's not you, Danny, that you're the most active guy around.
But as Tyson will testify, I can't swim, and I hate water.
He can swim, but he hates water.
I think you could say that you're not that interested in mating either.
He can swim, but he hates water.
I can mate as well.
He can. Yeah.
I have.
Well, Rob, I was hoping to be on the same Survivor as Ozzy one day.
Yeah.
So when I beat him in a swimming contest, I can say, myth busted.
Myth busted.
Yeah, I've already got that line. Like when they're like, oh, so you beat Ozzy today in the swim challenge. I was like, Ozzy Luth, myth busted.
So would you challenge Ozzy to some sort of like 500 meter swimming race?
Yeah, but that wouldn't even be fair for him. Like, I was a distance swimmer in college. Like, a shorter distance would
shorter
be fairer
distance.
For him because he's,
100
I think
meters?
He's
100 meters, you versus Ozzy?
Yeah, or even, I mean, if I wanted to guarantee, like, a real huge margin of victory, the longer the better. But I would beat him in a shorter distance as well.
Yeah. What about holding your breath? Could he beat you at that?
Yeah, he might be able to beat me at that.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Because he surfs, and he surfs. I don't surf. I mean, I body surf some, but he's on the ocean. So he's probably getting tossed around in the water more and more used to having to hold his breath if he needs to. Are there a lot of sexual innuendos in here, or what are we
There's
what
a lot of there.
Well, I'm cataloging every single one in my head.
Yeah.
It's just bing, 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 bing.
Okay.
I just wanted to add one other opinion on the sloth debate. Aubrey Bracco tweeted to us right before the show this morning, said, late to the game on this one, but the sloths are a thing. I'm currently looking at a sloth snow globe.
Kaboom!
Yes.
I think that it's not really a fair competition. I'm impressed with the sloth snow globe because the penguin snow globe is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a sloth, not in its natural habitat, getting snowed on.
Mind blown.
Yeah. That's really taking the sloth to its maximum peak.
Danny, we just jumped right in there. How are you doing this week, Danny Bryson, eye in the sky?
I'm doing great. And if you see me sipping from this bottle, it's not a bottle of my dehydrated urine.
Yeah, what is it?
You know.
Really? Because a shaman told me that drinking your own urine is sometimes good for you.
The golden elixir. But that's not what I'm consuming here. This is Crystal Light, not my own urine.
Yeah, okay. Why are you drinking Crystal Light, Danny?
Is it Mountain Dew flavor?
The bottle of Crystal Light is because, one, I want to poison the earth with this plastic bottle, and two, I want to poison myself with the fake sugar in Crystal Light.
Yeah.
So it's like a suicide pact between me and the earth.
Now, are you dieting? Is that why you switched to Crystal Light from soda?
I didn't have any soda left. I drank it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to get out. I looked at, you know how they build those towers of 24 packs?
Yeah.
They're just huge at grocery stores. And you're like, whoa, do I worship at the feet of this altar?
Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to buy. They said you had to buy three to get the deal, but three felt excessive.
But
three sodas.
Sometimes those deals where it's like three for a dollar, you go in and you just buy one and they still give you the deal. Did you try that?
But they said deal only applies if you buy three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I understood that. Okay. So I couldn't bring myself to do
this. This was for a case of soda or this is for the bottled water, Danny?
This is for three cases of soda.
Okay.
Which is why I'm drinking the bottled water is because I wussed out and didn't buy the soda.
You know, soda keeps for a surprisingly long time.
I know. It was just the looks I might get from people because I also didn't have a shopping cart, so I would have been doing that thing where I have like two under one arm, then I have my bread and oranges and stuff in another case. I just would look like an idiot, so I decided not to do it.
Yeah. Okay. You always want to avoid looking like an idiot.
One other follow-up from last week's show. We were discussing a number of different items. We talked about how maybe what we need is some sort of news AF publicist that would be able to reach out to these different companies, potentially get some of these items sent to us so that we can try them out and then talk about them here on the show. And someone answered the call. Sarah, I don't know if she wants a News AF publicist, Sarah, rather than me giving out her full name on the show. Maybe she wants that. Who knows, Tyson?
I don't know. No, but you can never know what anybody wants.
Don't assume that people want their personal.
You go privacy first, and then if they want to be out there, they'll let you know.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we have been able to procure some samples of the kitten fur perfume from last week.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Okay.
All right.
Now, what are we doing with them? Are we going to have – is Sarah just going to get them and then try them out? Or do we want –
One of us needs them, at least one.
Send it to Tyson and – I don't know if this is too much work, Tyson, but Tyson could put it on and maybe I could go with Tyson and film him asking strangers what they think it might smell like or something like that.
Okay. Oh. Wow. You guys are going to go out and do like man
go
on the
extra
street
mile.
Interviews?
Yeah.
Like Tyson used to do? Old school?
Old school, bro. Throwing it back old school. Now, she's in Canada, right?
Yes.
So is she having stuff shipped to her in Canada or is she giving addresses to us? I mean, she can give our addresses directly to these people if that's like cutting out the middleman a little bit so she doesn't have to pay for shipping on anything.
Yeah. Well, we can figure this out. I just wanted to talk with you guys in terms of
I think it has to find its way into one of our hands so we can do a full review. Yes. Yeah.
I also want to thank John Krause, who also reached out to the company about trying to get us some kitten fur samples. I have a different job that I for John that I want him to work on. So I'm going to reach out to him about something different with News AF. But so now we have somebody working on getting us these samples of these products, Danny.
Nice.
I love it. Nothing's more actual factual than handling the product we talk about.
Yes. Okay. And Tyson, what would you do with the kitten fur perfume? Would you give it to Rachel?
I'd put it on myself and see how she liked it. And then we'd put it on her and see how I liked it, and then we'd update you on the status of it, whether she's pregnant or not by the end of that 24
yes.
hours.
Okay, wow. And now I'm allergic to cats. I don't know what kind of reaction I would have with that.
You think that this is made with real cats?
Yes.
Like they squish a cat till all of its juices come out?
I think they wet a cat, and then I think that they just sort of like wring it out, and that's the perfume.
Okay. Guys, before we really get started, I got to talk to you about these lucid dreams I've been having.
Oh, boy. Okay. Can you define a lucid dream for anybody that might not know what that means?
It's just like so real. It's too real.
And you know you're dreaming?
So real. And I know I'm dreaming, but I can't stop.
Okay.
So a while ago, I got invited from the casting of this new CBS show that's going to be based on the game Candy Crush Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, you need to play Candy Crush to kind of get a feel for it. And then we may have you on the show for this game show. So I was like, well, I've never played Candy Crush. And they're like, okay, well, you're going to have to. And I kept putting it off and putting it off. And they kept asking me if I'd played it. So finally I tried, and now I'm kind of addicted, even though it's just Bejeweled, but like for some reason. So now I'm playing right before I go to bed. And then I'm having these dreams where I'm getting like the 5-pack in a row, and you get the mega candy that like can explode all the candies. And I'll be like, ah, I know I'm dreaming, and like this is going to wake me up because I'm too excited about like this 5-ball candy thing that I won. So like I need to stop playing Candy Crush Saga. I especially need to stop playing it before bedtime because it wakes me up because I get too excited about the bonus that I won in my dreams.
Wow. Tyson, it sounds like you may have a problem with reward-based entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You might want to back away mm-hmm. from the slot machines. Mm-hmm.
The sloth machines, did you say?
The sloth machines?
Sloth.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they take forever to pay off.
Hashtag sloth machine.
Yeah, so you have a real problem if you're dreaming about it.
Oh, my goodness. And I know I'm dreaming. I'm like, Tyson, you idiot. You're dreaming right now, and this is going to wake you up. But I'm like, it's so good. A five in a row candy thing bonus. And then I do eventually wake myself up and I just get on my phone and play Candy
Crush.
Well,
they're mixing your two favorite things, mm-hmm. gambling or random reward
and candy.
With candy. It's the ultimate.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. How am I supposed to get away from that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a degree in psychology. I can't tell
you. Does this happen to other people? Are other people having Candy Crush dreams? Is this like a phenomenon?
Well, if it was a phenomenon, it was probably a phenomenon 4 years ago when Candy Crush came out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like that's not now. I'm way behind the curve, and I never was ever going to try playing this game mm-hmm. until. And now, update, they told me that they're going a different direction with the show, which is probably the wrong direction,
mm-hmm.
but they told me I'm not going to be part of it.
They got you hooked on the goods.
Yeah.
And now they're going somewhere else with this.
I knew what they were doing. Yeah. So if you guys get an email about getting invited to go on this show and that you have to download Candy Crush Saga, it's a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been suspicious from the
beginning. Do you think that this is all just like a way to boost Candy Crush? That they're just telling people like, so all you have to do if you want to be on this show, just like start playing this all the time, just start downloading it. Should mm-hmm. we tell people there's going to be some sort of like News AF TV project going on? And, it's going to be, we're looking for series regulars. But what you need to do is go back, subscribe to the podcast, leave reviews, listen to all the episodes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and then we'll be in touch.
Yeah, and then in like 2 months, we'll say we're going a different direction.
Yes.
Yeah. No, almost for certain, it was the machine of the Candy Crush Saga got me.
Okay. All right.
They went so far as to pretend they're going to make a show, They hired casting and everything, mm-hmm. a legit casting person. And then they're like, get the most famous celebrities you know to download this game. And they immediately reached out to me, obviously.
And play it to the point where they are dreaming about it.
Lucidly.
They approached Tyson, Nick Nolte, Nicolas Cage.
Do you just like wake up in a cold sweat of like, oh, five in a row?
Yeah, I wake up kind of like, yeah, I am kind of like, oh, five in a row. And then I'm like, what do I do with it? I'm in a dream right now. I can't, it's not real, but yeah, it's really, it's hard because I'm like, oh God, I wish that was real.
And in the dream, are you playing the game or are you in the game?
I'm playing the game. So I'm playing the game on my phone. So what happens is I go to bed, I can't quite sleep, so I play Candy Crush Saga for a little bit. Then I get tired, set my phone down on my nightstand, close my eyes to go to sleep, continue playing the game in my brain, and line up a five in a row. It's always the five in a row. It's happened probably like 10 times where I've gotten this five in a row bonus.
Okay.
You know, though, when I used to play video games, I would go to bed at night after playing maybe 7 or 8 hours straight of video games, and all I could see was the image of like the scope of the gun or whatever moving around behind my eyelids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
So I kind of get that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of our news stories for the week. And I want to start off with one about, you know, something that maybe we might be able to relate to, sent to us by Kyle Lowry, about a British reality show where the contestants were spending 10 months filming themselves in the Scottish Highlands. The problem was the show was canceled after 4 episodes and nobody told the contestants. Tyson, how does this happen?
There's a couple ways. A, either the chain of command somehow boggled and nobody told anybody, or they were too afraid, like 2 months into it, to say anything and were just like, well, that's how it happens. Like, for example, if you're talking to casting for a show, most of the time, if you don't get the show, they just end up never telling you.
Mm-hmm.
They just ignore you. And so this is probably like one of those where it's like, it's easier to just not tell them than have right, to say no and then deal with them crying and cursing.
Okay, Danny, is this what happened where it was like one of these breakup situations where rather than breaking up with the person, the production team ghosted the players on this game show?
Here's an alternative theory to that, Rob. What if they built a utopian society that was so much better than their lives back home, they had no incentive to return?
Yeah, they didn't want to go back.
Yeah, things they had built.
They knew.
I mean, look at it. They're all young, healthy, and they just might have put together the perfect community, and they didn't care.
Yeah. Oh, that's very possible. Yeah. I wonder what it must have been like to talk to some of these people. Because you know that somebody like was walking away like, oh, I'm going to be this huge star after this. Like, I'm the breakout person from this show. And then there probably was somebody like, oh, boy, I'm going to come off looking so bad on this show. And somebody was like, boy, I really dodged a bullet that they're not going to air that, Tyson.
Yeah, the fifth episode was really going to be terrible for one or two people.
Yeah, for the racist guy.
Or, you know, for the guy who got diarrhea.
Yeah. Nonstop like diarrhea.
Fifth episode was the diarrhea episode.
Yeah.
Where everybody got sick from drinking filthy pond water.
So the show was being filmed by sort of these remote cameras, and then they were also like filming themselves. But the show only made it 4 episodes. We had a similar issue with Utopia here in this country where it went on for 2 months. But eventually, you know, it was so expensive, they told the people, yeah, that the show is over and it got canceled. Here, they just continued to carry on that nobody was watching, and they just continued to do the show.
Here's another theory. They may have paid these people already for those that their time out in the wilderness. So they thought, hey, the show's canceled, but we've already paid for this.
Yeah.
Let's just get all the footage. Maybe we could put it together in the future.
And
maybe
sell
something
it.
Interesting will happen. And so they didn't tell them that it was canceled because they didn't have to.
Yeah. Maybe they're like, actually, maybe they would contact Faces of Death and be like, hey, we got a 10 pack for you.
If people died?
Yeah.
Well, first they'd have to contact 1994 through some kind of time traveling telephone.
That's not coming to Netflix, Danny. They're not going to reboot it.
No. You know what? They don't have to. I think I see people die every day on Instagram.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
You don't know what happened to that guy. You're laughing because he crashed on his four-wheeler, but he's probably
dead.
Oh,
when you watch the fail videos?
Yeah, if you watch a fail video, I'd say one out of every 10 fail videos is a death. Oh, I mean, we don't need faces of death anymore. We're laughing at people dying.
Yeah. But with the fail videos, you usually when we watch those, and Rachel begrudgingly like catches glimpses of them as she's trying to only look at her phone or Pinterest instead of the TV, she'll be like, "Oh," and I'll be like, "It's okay, he's alive." And she's like, "Really? How do you know?" And I was like, "Oh, he's." Because you can't show death on YouTube.
Because the 14-year-old boy who manages this Instagram account would never allow a death to slip through.
Yeah. Well, I just say that just so that she's okay with watching fail videos.
Yeah. Tyson, I do the same thing with Dominic when there's like a bug that I have to kill. And then I'm like, oh, no, he's going
to
be okay.
Why do you have to kill bugs?
Well, sometimes like I get these big-ass mosquitoes in my house that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta get
those. I don't mess with Zika. Tyson.
No, you got to squash it out before it starts.
Yeah, I'm just like chasing them around my house with a broom like a gladiator constantly.
Wow. Like an American gladiator or like a Roman gladiator?
Yeah, I guess probably more similar to the American variety of gladiators where I have just sort of like the big like what's that called? Like a pommel stick? Yeah, just like jabbing like a giant Q-tip at these huge ass mosquitoes.
An American gladiator. Oh, that was a real good joke that I made right there.
Fun show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on the Facebook page of the show, one of the contestants' relatives posted, my sister-in-law's brother was one of them. My sister-in-law's brother. Okay. He stuck it through the end, apparently building himself a glider and launching it. This is, this is like they're inventing new vehicles on this. This is down to really bad promotion of the program and obviously a lack of direction from the production team, probably down to what they expected would happen in fighting, relationships, etc. In the end, it was probably quite dull and they all just got on with it.
Yeah, 13 of the 23 contestants quit the show during the year as sexual jealousy, infighting, and hunger.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds like a great show. Sexual jealousy, infighting, and hunger?
Yeah.
Is that what we all want to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. The
first person to quit claimed that she had quit due to bullying.
Bullying.
Yeah, that sounds like a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. She quit to bullying, but if they had invented bowling, maybe everybody would still be there.
Invented bowling?
Mm-hmm. Instead of bullying.
Oh, wait, here's another one. Local residents said that contestants were caught smuggling in junk food and alcohol, and that some had been treated by a local dentist after eating chicken feed laced with grit.
Oh,
whoa. Chicken feed?
Yeah. Laced with grit.
Yeah.
Which is like pebbles and gravel and stuff, or what?
Yes.
Well, why would somebody do that? Were they trying to mess with the chickens?
They might have been starving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have been starving.
Yeah.
By the way, isn't alcohol provided in every reality TV show?
Not this one.
No. This one they had to distill their own and they couldn't figure it out, idiots.
Yeah.
They should have made their own. They should have done some moonshine.
They should have. Mm-hmm. Now, Tyson, were you ever concerned that at some point in your Survivor stints that Survivor had been canceled and they were just leaving you out there?
No, but when I was on a Mormon mission, many times I thought it was a huge ruse by the church to just like create this elaborate scheme and leave me away from my family for 2 years. And I'm like, the joke's on me. I'm never going home. I see people going home. They're going home to their families eventually. How come I'm not?
Yeah.
It was crazy. This church of millions has built up this elaborate ruse just to punk me.
Just to stick it to
you. It would have been the greatest punk of all time.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Danny, were you ever concerned on your reality show that
my show was canceled.
Yes, but not while you were filming it.
No. No, I wouldn't have cared. I was still getting trips. So even if they're like, the show's canceled, I'd be like, I still want to do all of these things.
Is that available for anybody to watch? Is it online somewhere?
Yes.
They have four episodes, the worst episodes we filmed, that are available. The best ones, for some reason, where we went international, are not available.
They're still in the can?
I have no idea. That you can see them in other countries, but you can't see them in the
U.S. Can somebody bootleg them and put them on YouTube?
I did, and I was sent a warning.
You were?
Warning?
Yeah.
But do you still own the episodes?
I have them all. I could put them up somewhere, and our viewers could watch them if they want.
Okay. That's what we want.
Yeah, maybe like a highlight reel even.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make them available for next
a highlight
week.
Reel of you.
Of Danny, yeah. We want just like just the me. Danny cut.
Yeah, I'll blur out everybody else. Yeah, because the show was based on one main guy, and I was kind of like an accessory. I'm not a main guy.
No, you're a main
Although
guy.
There were only three of us, so. I am the main guy now. Danny, the main guy.
The main yeah. guy.
Yeah, because you can catch Danny doing kind of the similar things on his YouTube channel called Mediocre Amateur.
Mediocre Amateur?
Yeah.
Not main guy Danny?
Mm-mm.
That's,
I get a lot of criticism for my name. A lot of people have commented on how self-defeating Mediocre Amateur is. But then I say to people, I don't want your expectations to be that high.
Yeah, you got to set the bar low, man.
That's what I do.
Yeah, set the low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll make those episodes available until I get another cease and desist.
Yeah, okay, we can probably find some editing help in the News AF audience if you need it, Danny.
Danny's good at editing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
All right.
At
well,
but what about what about this? A secret YouTube channel from a different, like, I feel like there's a way that you could put them somewhere where it wouldn't be a
or a Vimeo issue. Channel.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Vimeo might be a good idea.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
I'll try that. Okay, we'll do it.
Speaking of good ideas, let's talk about this guy who held up traffic in Florida, deciding to eat pancakes at a table in the middle of the road. Danny, what's going on with this guy? So he set up a table. He's eating pancakes like an idiot. That he's like holding up the pancake with a fork and then just eating a bite. He's got like half a gallon of syrup. I don't know how he has that much syrup and he doesn't have a knife. He has no shirt on. He has mm-hmm. like Zubaz pants. And he has on one black slipper. I guess the other one is also another black slipper that is just in the daylight. Well, what is this guy up to?
Let me explain my process for our Facebook group. I saw this story. I look at the link that it came from, and I skipped it, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm like, that's just crazy. Who's doing that? Then it shows up again. Now I give it a little bit more attention.
Right.
Right? I'm like, okay, this is showing up again, a different source. And then maybe I'll read it. But by the third time I'm reading this, and he thinks it's a prank. I guess it's a pretty good prank, but it's the kind that makes everybody other than himself enraged because he's holding up traffic. It's the kind of prank that gets you killed.
Yeah, yeah. He's right there in the middle of the intersection. He has a lot of faith that these cars are going to stop, Tyson.
Yeah. Pedestrians have the right of way. That's the law. So, you like, as long as they're not texting, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of these things where he's just like, let's make a viral video. How about this? This is so
Where's
crazy.
The viral video?
That's what I heard. I heard the video went viral.
Did it?
Well, it's, yes. Yeah, it's right here. That it went viral.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the story is viral. What's the video?
The video is him
eating pancakes.
Pancakes,
I'm guessing.
Here's the thing. That's not even real maple syrup, so
yeah,
I can't
like
really get behind
cabin.
This video. Yeah, yuck, dude.
Yeah.
If you're not going to at least get syrup from Canada, our friends from the north, or the very least Vermont, then what? This video is worthless to me.
Right.
You got corn syrup flavored like maple? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. Get that out of my face right now.
You know, I'm dying to see his video. All I see are pictures from the police department.
Well, maybe they had to take the video down because of the legal stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see.
Intersection doesn't look that crowded either. Who made him those pancakes?
Yeah.
They're homemade.
I don't know. It's a big pancake. Then he's got a lot of syrup. Like, I don't know. You would think if he made the pancakes in his kitchen, he would have just put the syrup on there.
No, yeah. He was excited about this crazy idea he had. I feel like we spent too much time with this guy already.
All right. All right. Well, he says it was a prank, and he's going to do in court next month for disrupting the traffic and obstructing the roadway. Tyson, would you have felt any better about this if it was a waffle?
I would have felt better about it if it was like 60 pancakes stacked all the way up above his face.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Yeah, like a giant stack of pancakes.
Yeah, then there you go.
Already it's better.
Yeah, see? And then everything else is fine. Like, his look is fine. I think the shirtless thing is really hilarious while eating pancakes in the morning in the intersection. It's just the single pancake, no. You got to have like a stack of 60 and dump in syrup all over that. And then then it's hilarious.
Yeah. Danny, so. Should he have gone with one of the bagels on his head like we talked about that prank from a couple of weeks ago? Should he have kept that going?
It seems like the bagels can be a touchy subject. Someone's got a bagel on their head, it could result in a fight. A pancake is pretty, you know, it's more of a
inoffensive
food of maybe a pacifistic person or whatever that word is.
Okay. All right.
Pacifistic?
I don't know how to say it. Look, he is wearing
with fist in the middle of it. F-I-S-T. Pacifistic.
Oh, I have no idea. He is wearing pajama pants.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out what is on the pajama pant. Is it a SpongeBob? Oh, is it
I think it's turtles.
So a grown man with what appears to be some kind of turtle pajama pants. I can respect that.
Well, how about this? Pajama pants with either a pancake print on them.
Yeah. You like that better, that he should have coordinated this more?
I think he coordinated the meal, yeah, obviously. Like, I mean, Turtles is fine, SpongeBob is fine, Hello Kitty is hilarious, too.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. Tyson's already upped the game of this prank 10 times with a stack of pancakes, Hello Kitty pajamas.
Yeah.
He's already taken it to 10.
Yeah, I'm watching the like the real-time video. It looks like there would be, like, one car, and then they just drive around him. And he's like waving to them as he's eating the pancakes.
Why don't they
just... He looks like he's the eggs and bacon also.
All he has to do is claim that this was filmed on a closed road.
Yeah.
And then he's off.
It doesn't look like a busy road though.
Yeah. So there's a 911 call about the guy who's eating the pancakes. So yeah,
911?
I don't think the police are going to say this was a closed road.
They should give a ticket to the person who called 911.
Yeah, they should. Because usually what happens when you call 911 is you call 911, they say, is this an emergency? And you say, no. And they're like, okay, call someone else, like the police or somebody. And you're like, okay. But this guy, well, not an emergency. They don't have to ask if it's an emergency. They ask if someone's hurt.
Yeah, they didn't need 911. This isn't a 911.
Yeah,
this is not a 911.
Okay, so not that funny of a prank. That's our biggest problem with this. All right, here's a big story that we need to investigate. So is this actual factual or is this actual craptual? There's a conspiracy theory making the rounds on Facebook. This was sent to us by Brandon Poston about the continent of Australia may not actually exist, Danny. Now, the claim is that the whole country is a hoax and that anyone we may know from Australia is either an actor or a computer-generated person. And the conspiracy claims that it was created so Britain could just kill off convicts and claim they were sending them to this place, sort of like when your dog dies. It's like, oh, no, they went to go live at the farm. Basically, Australia is this non-existent farm that is just a hoax.
Tyson's been there.
I've been there.
Have you?
I didn't want to burst the bubble immediately.
Have you,
but
Tyson?
I spent a few weeks in at least a simulation of what we think Australia is.
Yes.
I also feel like if we can defeat the entire of Great Britain with muskets, how did they have the technology to make robots? Come on.
Way back then.
Yeah, way back then. I mean, if aliens were involved somehow, that would make more sense. But I feel like I've been to Australia. Adam, Rita, one of our listeners.
If he's from Australia, why is he here right now?
Is he here right now or is he back in Australia
now? No, he's in the United States right now.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Then why? But I feel like his testimony, he's too sweet of a kid to really dupe us. But maybe that's the UK's plan, is to make all these sweethearted.
What about that iTunes review talking about how that somebody had a secret crush on him?
Yes. You think he wrote that himself?
Perhaps.
Or you think Great Britain wrote that to make him seem like more of a real person?
That's all part of it, maybe.
Huh. I mean, it's elaborate. It's definitely elaborate. But I feel like people are just making stuff up to believe, like they have since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Well, this story has been shared over 20,000 times, I believe, on Facebook so far.
They share it because it's so ridiculous.
Because it's so ridiculous. What system can we get that is so ridiculous that we could share and people would just continually share it?
Hmm.
This is one of those joke facts that everybody loves.
Like the flat earth thing.
Yeah.
Like the flat earth. I mean, there's people that seemingly believe that that is true. But for the most part, it's a joke to everybody who actually, has seen the earth from further away than their front door.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking a look at this woman who shared this originally. I don't know if she seems like much of a jokester.
Yeah. Does she seem like a scholar?
She is somebody that she lives in Sweden. So she's not like a Tom Green or anything.
Okay.
Not a geography major.
Yeah. So
is she a Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, Tyson, right here. This is for you.
Okay.
If you think you've ever been to Australia, you're terribly wrong.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The plane pilots are all in on this and have in all actuality only flown you to islands close nearby, or in some cases, parts of South America where they have cleared space and hired actors to act out as real Australians.
It's like Westworld.
Yeah. You thought you went to Australia, Tyson. Nope.
Well, okay.
You don't know where you were.
Well, let me tell you this. I flew from Samoa to Australia.
No, you didn't.
But when I was following the map on the computer screen, it was corresponding with the islands below and with Australia. So you're saying that they had built that whole thing so elaborately that as we're passing the islands, I'm looking over. That's, oh my God, it all corresponds to somewhere else.
Okay, here's another great line from her, whatever you would call it, diatribe. I don't know what you would call this. The things these Australians say to be doing, all these swear words and actions based on alcoholism, MDMA, and bad decisions, are all ways to distract you from the ugly truth that is one of the greatest genocides in history.
Yeah.
This is
killing criminals.
This has to be some woman who's put together this in an attempt to get attention, and she's done a great job.
Yeah.
She's the hoax, and she has done a great job.
I'm telling you, look at this woman's Facebook page. She does not appear to be some sort of a mastermind.
But do we need to advertise her Facebook page?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, she shared it from her Facebook post.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a Facebook post.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, what can we come up with that would entertain, enrage, and enlighten certain people enough that that would get shared a bajillion times? It goes back to my whole thing of starting a blog where it's just all like made up feel good stories that you claim as truth and everybody shares them.
Yeah.
Well, this wouldn't be on that blog because this is not feel good. We're talking about criminals being.
Yeah, but this is the opposite. This is the this is so outlandish. It's like, of course. And here's the thing, too. If Australia only exists in our minds, it still exists.
Yeah, that's true.
Suck it, lady.
The concept of Australia does exist.
The concept of Australia does
not
exist.
An actual
for me,
place.
That's enough.
Yeah. She has a lot of other interesting Facebook posts.
Good.
One, all caps, I am not short. I am 5'7 and 5'10 in the heels I wear most of the summer. I am not short.
That's short.
Yeah.
To me, that's short.
Okay. All right.
Also, another interesting one, maybe even more controversial. I want to get my nipples pierced soon, but it's ... so expensive. Who knew, Tyson?
You know what? It sounds like a great she might consider running for prime minister or president or whatever they have there, because it sounds like she'd make a great candidate.
Well, now that
really
we know that she's like desperate for money, maybe this Australia hoax may seem like it's more credible. Maybe she just needs this all up front to just get that nipple piercing money.
I was expecting her to say painful.
No.
Not expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah, I was expecting her to say painful or like can harm with breastfeeding or something like that.
No.
But instead she's like, it's so expensive. Yeah, it's probably like, what, $25 and a nip at Claire's?
Well,
plus you get a free set of earrings.
Can't you just find a rusty needle somewhere in an alleyway and just pierce your nipples with that?
Yeah. I think that's not suggested. And to our listeners who are contemplating, we would like to say that we are in no way responsible or liable for you piercing your nipples with rusty nails.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right, and we'll see. Maybe the irony would be if they somehow were able to do it for her in Australia, she would have to go there. And then they could offer her some sort of a free nipple piercing so that they can teach her that this is a real place.
And then murder
she still
her.
Wouldn't believe.
Well, what if the robots murder her once she gets there?
There's robots there?
I thought
actors,
that's
Tyson.
Actors and robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure we'll hear some feedback on this one. Let's talk about another story going on. This was sent to us by many of our listeners. The saga of a man named Brad, who posted this week on the Cracker Barrel Facebook page about why did you fire my wife? Tyson, is there any chance, was this Brad Culpepper? Does Monica Culpepper have a gig at Cracker Barrel?
Oh, for the last 11 years?
It does seem like something that could happen at the Culpepper house.
Yeah, but I feel like she would have told me.
Yes.
So, no.
Yeah.
It's not Monica Culpepper that worked, was a former employee of Cracker Barrel.
Okay. So, yes. Danny, could you take us through this saga? Do you know the backstory on this?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple. His wife worked at Chick-fil-A for 11 years. Not Chick-fil-A, sorry.
Cracker Barrel.
Worked at Cracker Barrel for 11 years. And she was fired, it seems like, without any real explanation.
Well, I think she needed Brad's birthday off.
Well, I've only glanced over this. And so he wrote a Facebook post saying, why did you hire or fire my wife? And it became a huge thing. Before I ever read the article, I was seeing Brad's wife. Like, why did you fire Brad's wife or bring back Brad's wife everywhere? And then that brought me to the article.
Yes. So, why did you fire Brad's wife?
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A's got a sign here saying now hiring Brad's wife.
Whoa.
Yep.
Do we know what Brad's wife did to get fired?
She just needed Brad's birthday off.
So that was all.
Yeah.
Like she didn't do anything else, or she didn't have like strike one, strike two, and that was strike three.
Well, she might have been a terrible employee.
Yeah. And that was the final straw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly what was going on, but it is an interesting tactic for Brad to take to go to the Cracker Barrel Facebook page.
I like it.
Yeah. She'd worked there for 11 years, Brad's wife, and only just to get kicked to the curb.
Man, you put in all this time at a large corporation, and in the end you find out they don't even really care about you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Very upsetting.
Did she get to keep her 401k, or did they take that from her,
too? I'm not sure. Tyson, what would have been worse, firing her outright, or if that Cracker Barrel restaurant closed and they just didn't tell the people that worked there?
Like closed completely and then they showed up for work one day and like the windows were smashed out.
No, they just like the owners, they just left. They just stopped producing the restaurant. They stopped paying the bills, but they just let the staff and the customers not know.
So the building wasn't locked up. They still just let it run until it just kind of
ran out of food,
pittered out.
Right.
And the 2 weeks went by and they're like, where's our paychecks? And they couldn't get in touch with the owners and all that.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like at that point, if you can't get in touch with the owners and you've pretty much figured it out, as long as you're one of the first ones to figure it out and can get in there and get some of the merch, because there's a lot of crafts. There's a lot of crafts.
Lot of good crafting stuff.
A lot of good crafts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like you could probably make your money back off the register and the merch.
And some of the waffle making machines.
Yeah, and that triangle and golf tee game that they have at every table.
Those are disgusting to handle, but yes.
Do we know?
Yeah, but you can take a new one.
Did Brad's wife accept the position at Chick-fil-A?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like she should. I mean, if she needs a job, but maybe Cracker Barrel rehired her because they're like, oh crap.
What do you think happened to the guy who fired Brad's wife? Do you think they've been fired? Where's the sympathy for that person? Just doing
the thing
job?
is that Brad's wife, do we know the exact person, or it's still like we don't know? I guess because you can find his comment and track him down, you can find out her name.
Yeah.
So it's not unknown necessarily, but it's not really that well known who these people are, is it?
Yeah. I think that we have the name of Brad's wife somewhere, but I do think it is known. Yeah.
It's somewhere. It starts with an N.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh. So Nanaka.
Nanaka. What's best for Nanaka? I need to be off for Brad's birthday. Yeah. WWND.
Yeah.
So, we'll see if we have any more updates. Do we have a position for Brad's wife?
Yeah.
What could she do?
An unpaid internship?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Nanette is her name.
Nanette.
Her name is Nanette.
Okay. So that's what's going on with Brad's wife. Okay. From the Cheeto apparel news section, Following the success of its latest batch of products, Cheetos now has designed a clothing line to help you avoid Cheeto fingers. They have one of them called the Snack Scott, which is an ascot, which has some sort of like a plastic bag inside of it to hide your Cheetos, Danny.
Tyson, I think you had an ascot, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to wear an ascot. I don't know where it is now. I thought about that the other day, but it was pretty baller.
Yeah.
This isn't great because the people who need to wear Cheeto-resistant clothing are children.
Yes.
As an adult, you shouldn't be dropping Cheetos and having them bounce off your chin and fall into a collection bag that looks like an ascot.
No, see, I think
but the people
the opposite,
that really,
Danny.
Really love Cheetos.
Yeah, I think that the bag is to store your Cheetos, and then you have like a supply of Cheetos. It's not
well,
to catch
this,
the
in
Cheetos.
In this picture, it shows what seems to be like Cheetos tumbling towards the ascot.
That, I think
that's
that,
putting them inside. Put the Cheetos in there.
Or they're coming up. They're coming out.
Into the mouth.
They're defying gravity vacuum sucked into the guy's mouth.
Yeah, because I don't think that there's just a very tiny hole, if you take a look at that, that there's no way the Cheetos are falling into that thing.
Yeah, it's just a little teeny tiny
hole. It's a thing to pull your Cheetos out. It's like a kangaroo's pouch of Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Kangaroos haven't been told about the Cheeto opportunity for their pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's,
Cheetos.
So that's one thing. That there's also a blazer with a refillable pocket of cheese dust cleansing napkins. You can also have pants with napkins built into the lap. They call them lapkins.
Okay.
I like that. I actually would wear those.
Lapkins. Tyson, does anybody like Cheetos so much that they are wearing Cheetos clothes?
Yeah, but the people who love Cheetos that much can't afford Cheetos clothes.
Are you looking at the Lapkins? I would love this design. This is a great idea. I think I would buy these pants.
Yeah.
How much are they?
Easy tear tabs. You just tear those. Once they get dirty, you just tear them right off. I love it.
Let me see. So how do the Lapkins work?
So as they're refillable Lapkins, you need the refills on them or what?
Yeah, it looks like they'll probably be... I don't think it's a real product right now. I think it's more of a concept, but I love the
prototype.
Concept. It's like all those stupid cars that you see and wish you could drive.
A prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, wow, Jeep came out with like a Lamborghini Countach looking thing. And then you're like, oh, no, it was a prototype that somebody just drew up that's not even a real thing. I think that if I were to do the Lapkins... I don't think I'd make the lap napkins refillable. I'd make them out of a microfiber like cheese absorbing cloth that you just have to like throw the entire pair of pants in the wash every couple days.
Yeah.
They also have a parasol. They call it a parasol instead of an umbrella with little pockets in it that hold pretzels. And while I do like this idea,
don't they get wet?
Yeah, there's a sogginess factor. Even if they're getting wet in the umbrella, it seems like you're touching them while it's raining. It's just not a great.
Well, maybe you just use it as a sunshade.
Yeah, it's a sunbrella. A parasol is a sunbrella.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense. Thanks, guys.
So it's like, I mean, what's more Eastery than that? A sunbrella, strolling the gardens, watching the blooms, eating pretzels and Cheetos.
It sounds like they've made all these products for aristocrats.
Mm-hmm.
The ascot, the parasol. And are those really the people eating Cheetos in the quantities where they need to have Cheetos on them at all times?
No, because those type of people can just toss the outfit they're wearing.
Well, don't they just have their butler behind them carrying a golden silver chafing dish full of Cheetos?
Yes. And then somebody like shoveling those into their mouth as they're doing whatever they're doing.
A bag made out of like rhino testicles filled with Cheetos.
Oh, no.
They're not going to be the ones that wear this. I don't or have any of this stuff.
Okay. Let's check in with some Canadian news. And this story comes to us by many listeners. A man in Nova Scotia was very angry after the Registry of Motor Vehicles took away his license plate with a complaint it was too vulgar. His license plate reads, "Grab her," which is the man's last name.
Yeah, of German descent.
Yes, that's his license plate, "Grab her." Danny,
I mean, it's probably pronounced "grobber."
Grobber?
Maybe.
Danny, should he be allowed to have his name as the license plate, "Grab her"?
I mean, they took away his license plate. What's next? They're going to go in and force him to change his last name? Where does this stop?
Yeah, where does it stop? Maybe if he just puts umlauts over A and E, he'd be okay.
That would be good.
Yeah, people don't know what that is, though. They'll be like, oh, they've messed up. There's some ink on top of the A and E.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I get the connotation, grab her is bad, but is it obscene? Just grab her? That's too offensive to be on a license plate?
Well, it sounds like he could be a kidnapper.
Could be. Know?
Yeah.
Maybe parents don't like seeing him driving around in his Ford Granada with the license plate, grab her in their neighborhood.
That yeah, I mean, it's a little aggressive.
It is aggressive, but there's other connotations where it's not, you know, I don't think that you automatically see that grab her license plate and like, oh my God, this is so, I'm so offended.
Children, get inside, wife. Get inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
I mean, you could certainly use here. Like, hey, you know, take Katie to school. Go grab her book bag. And like, it's not like the F word or anything like that.
I think a lot depends on what kind of car was this license plate on. Because if it's on like a Mustang,
yeah.
I think it might sound the wrong way.
Rapey. Right. If it's on a Mustang, minivan, it's rapey.
Well,
if it's on
a minivan, is, no then prize it's, either with grab her.
Then it's kidnapping.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if it's... But right there where it says Canada's Ocean Playground at the bottom, why couldn't they be like, that's my real last name?
Mm.
Like erase Canada's Ocean Playground and put
the disclaimer.
You think that
there should be a subtitle on some of these license
yeah.
plates?
This is my real last name. I'm of German origin.
Mm. I think they should have just made him buy a new car that made that license plate seem innocent.
Well, what do you have to have? A Mini Cooper?
Okay. Yeah, Mini Cooper sounds good.
Maybe. I think maybe like an older sedan, like a Toyota Camry, like
yeah,
2004.
Late model.
I think a Camry. Yeah. I think a lot of minivans, as long as the windows aren't spray painted black, also would be okay.
Yeah. No. I still
I know
don't
you guys
think
are
so.
Against the minivan, but I think that you get if you're rocking.
I know.
Like
I'm very pro. I'm
no,
very
no, but
pro
I mean,
minivan.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had your Sienna, well, I think he doesn't look like a rapist.
Okay.
I think if he's driving
I have
like
a Honda Odyssey.
Like,
yeah.
I have a Honda Odyssey. Yeah.
So. This is not the first time that the Vehicle Bureau has taken away license plates from people. The article that this is from, the CBC News, cites some other license plates that had to be taken off the road, which include Gringo. Doesn't seem that offensive.
Yeah. No, it's just white person,
yeah.
Right?
Gonads, that was one they had to take down.
Balls. Okay.
Hooch. Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
No, with a T though. Hootch. I don't know what, I've never seen that spelling before.
Okay.
And also Doobie.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with any of those really.
Yeah. And
yeah,
it's
me
my
neither.
Understanding that Canada is about to make marijuana legal in 2018. So I don't know why you can't even have a license plate. You can have
I bet
a Doobie.
The Prime Minister.
You can't have
made
a license
illegal.
Plate that says Doobie.
Prime Minister snatching that up the second that it's legalized.
Oh, he's getting that for himself?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was pulling strings with his position of power. By the
Trudeau,
way, he drives
man.
A Chevy sedan, it looks like.
Chevy sedan.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
Grabber. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope that things work out for Mr. Grabber.
Yeah, what he should do is start submitting for some super offensive ones.
Yeah.
So that then they're like, actually, I guess you
can't.
Yeah,
why don't you go back to that? Right. That's a good idea. All right. And then finally, we have a story that they have a San Diego MLS team that they wanted to let the fans vote on what the name of the team should be. And predictably, the leading vote getter is Footy McFootface, Danny.
When are these people going to learn? Whenever, okay, this is goes out to all those corporations who listen to this podcast. Before you consider letting the internet name something, consult with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you need to go through us so we can explain to you how it never, ever works out. And the backlash you'll get when you don't use the name that the people pick.
Yeah.
So that it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go with the name, dude. But the thing is like, how awesome are you feeling right now if you came up with Bodie McBoatface and now you're realizing that everybody is piggybacking off of your once innocent and semi-hilarious joke going so viral that every time any name is questioned, the first thing they go to is something McSomethingface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy could be considered one of the greatest trolls in 2000, whatever, whenever he came out. We should really, there's a documentary. The McBoat face. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Right? The guy who started it all.
Yeah. And we'd be like, how'd you come up with that idea? And he's like, I was just sitting in my mom's basement.
eating Cheetos.
On my secondary Twitter account so that people can't track me down.
The one with the egg.
Yeah, the one with the egg. I had an egg profile, and I just got on there, and it just Bodie McBoatface. And
I was eating McDonald's, and I looked down at the bag, and it was like inspiration.
I was eating off-brand chicken nuggets that my mom made me in the microwave, and I was like, Mom, give me some McNuggets, and she's like, these are not considered McNuggets because they're not from McDonald's. They're just regular nuggets. And then it was just like the perfect intersection.
Yeah. The voting right now, I'm taking a look. It's on the Facebook page of the at Soccer City SD on Facebook. Footy McFooty Face has 7,664 votes. The closest competitors are the San Diego Surf with 2338. The San Diego Bad Hombres is in third with 1642.
Well, then, I mean, I think that by law, or you know what, let's get Trump to put a law into place that if you have a naming contest on the internet, what the internet picks is the name you have to use.
As long as it's not vulgar.
Yeah. Okay.
Or offensive.
I like those, but he won't support that clause, but I like that, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to want everybody to be named like Tater Tots or something.
Tater Tots. So Tater Tots would be good. San Diego Tater Tots. So we will keep you posted on how that works.
Should we get our
out.
Listeners on there to vote for the San Diego Tater Tots?
No, that's not an option yet. All right, Danny, what's in the bolt hole?
Okay, well, this morning on the bolt hole, I've got two great stories.
Ooh.
People crash their cars for a lot of reasons. You know, alcohol, falling asleep.
On purpose,
insurance scams. A woman in Idaho, though, she recently crashed her car into a deer because she saw Sasquatch and was paying attention to the squatch and nailed a deer. And when the police showed up, she couldn't help. You know, she was just she saw the squatch and that's all she could talk about. That's why she hit the deer. She wasn't even in trouble. She didn't have to make up a lie, which makes me think that she really did see the squatch.
The squatch, is that trendy new slang nickname for Bigfoot?
I think it's going to be now that I've said it over 15 times in 30 seconds. So, yeah, I mean, if someone's going to make up a lie, right, what they don't have to, because hitting a deer isn't a crime, mm-hmm. right? And it's probably not going to help your insurance claim if you're like, I got distracted by the squatch. So she had no reason to lie. It's actually detrimental for her to lie because she's admitting that she was distracted. So out of all the Sasquatch cases I've ever heard of, this one seems the most likely.
Tyson, because, what's your take on this?
Could somebody be pranking her? I actually have a friend who was driving in the middle of the night in Washington State, and he claims that he saw Bigfoot too
at night,
like 100% at night. It's always at night, and I don't know. I mean, why would she lie? He's right. It's like she has no reason. There's nothing that would benefit her by saying that she saw the squatch.
Yeah,
cross the street there.
She's in a loose situation if she says she saw the squatch, mm-hmm. and it would explain why the deer were running away. They were running away because they didn't want to be
chased them out of the woods?
Yeah, he was hunting. Hunting. He was going to tear one in half and drink it. They were running away. She hit it. She saw the squatch. It all makes sense. Out of all the stories, this one is the most likely. Only thing missing is some grainy footage.
Danny, but with all the drones out there, how come we haven't seen any squatch footage?
The only way to record a video of a Sasquatch is it has to be something that is like the worst resolution. He can sense high definition video cameras.
They can smell it.
He has a sense for that.
Oh, he's like the Predator except for high
HD video.
For the HD video recorders, yeah.
Covering yourself in mud is the equivalent of using a low-res video camera.
Yeah, he can't sense that.
He can't sense it.
He can't sense the processing power of that. But any high processing power with a good lens, he's gonna be, it's gonna like set off alarms.
Yeah, he's
from
like
miles
whoa.
Away.
Yeah, is that a 5D with a 100 to 400 millimeter lens? No, thank you, not coming
yeah,
out today.
I can't. Yeah.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, this.
Danny, is there any other places now that seeing the Squatch could be a useful excuse?
I think the Squatch could be a useful excuse in a lot of places.
Any place you need an excuse, I feel like you can use the Squatch. Mm-hmm.
And if you ever hit a tree with your car, you could just say you hit the Squatch with the car.
Get it out in the middle of the road,
yeah.
away from the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be like,
the Squatch.
The Squatch ran out in front of my car. I also feel like if you got beat up, you could blame it on the Squatch. Mm-hmm. If you came home smelling horrible, you could say the Squatch wrestled you to the ground and attempted to assault you. Sexually. But you got away from him. That's why you smell so bad. I mean, in what case can't you use the Squatch as an excuse?
Why do you smell so bad?
Because the Squatch.
The Squatch musk is a very thick, overpowering smell. And
yeah.
so they're very sexual smells, a lot of urine, a lot of feces. He pees on himself, I'm sure. And so, you know, that's why you could use it as an excuse if you came home looking like crap and
Is that
horrible.
The sequel to Kitten Fur, Squatch Musk?
Squatch Musk.
Squatch Musk, worn by Tyson Apostle.
Yeah.
See if we get some samples of that. Okay.
It's going to be hard.
Anything else in the bolt hole?
You know what? After that story, I'm not even going to go to my other one.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to drop the
go
mic.
Out high.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
high.
All?
High note.
Yeah, I love the Squatch story. I'm going to go on a high note. Next one's
okay.
not as good.
Okay.
Well, then there we go.
All right.
I have some reviews.
All right, great. So our reviews come in every week on iTunes. Go to news.newsaf. Sorry.
I don't know.
Long week. Long week. I think
Can
that's
tell
right.
us again?
I think that's right. News.newsaf.news. That's I'm so sorry, everybody. The Squatch Musk must be too overpowering this morning.
Yeah, it's too intoxicating for you, Rob.
Yes. Newsaf.news.
Okay. Well, let's read a couple of them because there's some good ones, and a lot of them are short enough that we can hit a few of them today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. AFAF, 5 stars by Mahogany 1001001. Binary. Who speaks binary? Out of us.
Danny does, I think.
Danny, what's 1001001?
Well, I can't say that on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rob and Tyson are okay, I guess, but the real star is that other guy. Every week when I am transported to that other guy's bolt hole, I can finally feel satisfied with my week. You did it.
Great.
It's a safe space. My bolt mm-hmm. hole is, it allows anyone can come in. It's very
yeah.
safe.
Very safe.
There. Warm.
Okay, here's another one. Pretty Good AF, 5 stars by Dayanu. I've been listening to this show for a while now, and I'm a big fan of Robin Tyson. That other guy is fat, but he's good. Hard facts, hot takes, happy endings.
Yeah, wow. I don't know about that last part.
Yeah,
I guess the show.
I mean, when you turn off the cameras, you don't.
Yeah,
what are you
what
doing,
happens
Rob?
After the cameras at your house, Rob?
Yeah.
I bet it smells like Squatch Musk over at your place at the end of every podcast.
Try It, 5 stars by Hung Phone. More fun than Hot Fusion.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, but a Hot Fusion in public.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
arrested.
Hot Fusion is in quotations, too. Need a televised version, ASAP, 5 stars by Jim Bizzle.
Hey, we have a YouTube version.
You guys rock. Exclamation point.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to say all these reviews were helpful. I'm going to click that on my iTunes.
Yeah.
All helpful. Helpful reviews.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the reviews. Keep them coming. Honest reviews only at newsaf.news. And of course, you could subscribe to the podcast. Go to, what is it? I'm totally like
newsaf.news.
Newsaf.news.
Oh my
yeah,
god, that Sasquatch much has you
that
musk
Sasquatch
has
story.
You has you so discombobulated, Rob.
Yeah, so many links I have to remember.
You got that Squatch Musk on the brain, bro.
Yeah, it confuses you so you don't know what's going on. It's like the Sasquatch Musk is like a lewd, right?
He
he's casting it over you to confuse you so he can toy with you.
You're getting all loosey-goosey.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much to NewsAF intern Alita, who does a great job compiling all of your submissions that come into us every single week. You can send those to tips@newsaf.news. These many stories come in via our Facebook group. Search for Group AF on Facebook to find us. And thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who puts together the News AF podcast every single week. All right. What else, Tyson?
Hashtag.
What do you got?
Squatch Musk.
Yeah, we got the Squatch Musk. We have the Mediocre Amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I can't write down. What's this? Main?
We hit one up right at the beginning.
Yeah, and I actually mentioned it, and now I can't remember it because that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
I like Squatch Musk.
Oh, Main Guy, I mean, Danny?
If we can get a perfume called Squatch Musk.
How do you spell Squatch?
S-Q-U-A-T-C-H.
Okay, Musk.
Right?
Yep, that was right.
All right. Job well done. Follow Tyson on social media. He's at Tyson Apostle. And Danny is reading your Twitter at Danny Brightson. Danny, I really want to see that highlight reel.
Okay.
And then we can do commentary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll do my best. Anything to please you, Rob.
All right. Well,
so basically, we want anything funny you say, anything extreme you do, or anybody getting hurt or doing something stupid.
Right.
Okay, I'll do it.
All good stuff. All right. So much good stuff coming up on the show. Make sure you subscribe. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye. We did it, guys.